How are you? Happy Monday. How was your Mother's Day, Mom? And did you make a good Mother's Day for a mom? Was that your intention? How'd you do? Intentions, sometimes, you know, they say, you know, I had good intentions, and sometimes it doesn't always work out. There's a reason for that. We'll talk about that today so you can harness the power of living a life with intention. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. 15 years now, working really fast on 16 years, 4,000 episodes, 48 million downloads, growing 25% just in the past 6 weeks alone. On fire, baby. You know why? Because we have a simple mission. It's daily success, no matter what gets in the way. That's kind of what it comes down to. There are obstacles. There are challenges out there. A lot of folks want to say that. When I hear me say obstacles or challenges, they'll say, that's bad stuff. Do you think that way? Problems, challenges, obstacles, it's bad. Well, not necessarily, because a lot of folks work really hard to get what they want. They get a rhythm going. They get a consistent behavior for what works, and you start to get the success, and suddenly what happens? You get busier. You get all the toys you ever wanted. Your time is pressed, and you're like, oh, well, what am I going to do? I have no time. I need time for myself now. I call that self-inflicted. It just happens. So some of the challenges of the day, some of the problems of the day are things that are actually pretty good. It's just you're having to manage life. So that's what we deal with around here every single day. And also the other stuff too, the stuff that you really have to change in your life. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Have you done your homework? It's that simple. Most people I get on the phone for the very first time, the question I will ask is, well, how much time have you spent just examining your own life? And usually it's, well, not a whole lot. I've thought about it some. You have to do it. That's why I say, have you done your homework? At least once a week. Here's how you do it. Ask two questions. Do I like what I have in my life, and do I want to keep it? And are there things I want to change, and how do I change it? That's it. If you do that and you do it regularly, you'll change everything. It's impossible not to. I promise that. Get my perfect week planner at MotivationToMove.com, and that'll help you with it. Just watch the video so you know how to use it, okay? Speaking of MotivationToMove.com, I want you to get my daily nugget email. Every day before I do this podcast, I sit down and I write out about a 400-word narrative that is this podcast in written form, very tightly edited. I think it's very well put together. People love it. We have like a 70% open rate on that thing. Plus the daily click goes out and so much more. Face Your Passion coaching and the commercial-free version of this program. You can have it all. So go to MotivationToMove.com, get yourself signed up. Let's talk about intention. Your intentions today. So let me ask you a question. Do you get out of bed every single day? Boom. Today, tomorrow, the next day, forever. Maybe you sleep in on a Sunday morning. Maybe. Do you plant your feet on the ground and go, time to get things done? Is that what you do? A lot of folks do that. They get up and they get going. And I get it. There are stages of life where you're just busy, busy, busy. There are stages where you have more problems and challenges. You maybe stressed out a little bit. There are stages when you're so busy, you just can't get it all done. I talk to a lot of those people. It's so successful that they can't stop working. Whatever you do when you get out of bed in the morning, do you do it with intention? So if you take a minute and do it right now, if you haven't already, just take a minute and kind of ponder and pay attention to the folks that you notice in the world, the folks around you, the folks that seem grounded, the folks that seem like on a path. You probably have a lot of respect for them. They probably, maybe they have their life together, their act together, right? They're happy. They're not perfect. They're successful. Maybe not the most, but what they want, they're content. And that's how I judge success. A long time ago, I just realized it's a big difference between woohoo, success, versus being content and happy. And in the world we live in today, I think people have forgotten how to just be content. Have you watched Nomadland yet? That was an interesting movie. I think there's a lot of contentness out there in that movie, right? But content people, happy people, the most successful people, the ones who got themselves grounded, who feel like they're on the right path, they're living a life of intention. Now, intention is not some magical force. You don't have to buy a book. You don't have to hire somebody. It's not something that a few special gurus have and can give to you. No, I can give it to you right now. All it really does is it implies it implies what you want to do with your life, what you want to bring about. That's it. It's just you have the intent to do something. Now, it gets more complicated, doesn't it? I remember when I was dating my wife for the first time, my future wife. She's been around now 14 years almost. But I realized I had an intention. It was emerging in my mind. Now, I have a very, very active imagination. I found what I wanted. I was going to go for it, basically. Beautiful girl. Seems to like me okay. I'm going to get this one. Going to keep her. with every passing day that I was dating Joy, that intention transformed into a goal. Once I knew it was working, I was going to get it, right? So soon, I had a plan. In my own little mind, I knew exactly what I was going to do. I literally had it down to the month. I had a timeline. I knew exactly what was going to happen. I became obsessed with my mission. I was on this thing. We just got along great, and we're still together today. We still get along great. I saw it. I wanted it. I was going to go for it. That was my intention. I had, as they say, good intentions. But good intentions are rarely enough to get what you want. Now, that may surprise you, right? I was kind of had good intentions. I should get it. No, that's kind of a 2021 thing right now. I've never been the guy that said just because you had good intentions that you should be handed whatever your good intentions was. I think you had to put the work in. And that's exactly what I thought with my wife, Joy. Now, in my case, I knew where I was heading. Joy just fairly beginning to understand what was on my mind. Now, she's just getting to know me. We're only in a couple of weeks of our relationship at this point, maybe a month. So she asked me. Never forget, we're in Mount Dora, Florida, at a French restaurant. Out on the, it's kind of a cafe right there on the street. Had a glass of wine. I think we had some brie and some sourdough bread, probably. Brie and sourdough. Did we have it? I think that's what we had. And she literally said, out of the blue, didn't expect it. She said, so, Mr. Smith, what are your intentions exactly? And without even missing a beat, I did not. I was right there. I said, my intentions are very simple. I'm going to do everything I can to get you to fall in love with me, to marry me, and we're going to spend the rest of our lives together. I kid you not, that's exactly what I said. So in that moment, she smiled. I think she took a drink of wine. She probably took a bite of cheese and chewed on a piece of bread for the next 2 minutes while she's like, yeah. Jaw kind of hits the ground, trying to chew her brie at the same time. That's hard to do. You think about that. Well, she said, I guess we'll just keep going and we'll see what happens. What? See how things go? Are you serious? I just told you my intentions, girl. I already know where this is going. Don't you get that? This is my plan. Why do we need to wait? That's silly. I already know. I know I'm a personal development guy. I set goals. I get things done. This is what I said. I'm going to manifest it. It's going to be. I know my intention. Darn it. I'm going to get it. You better get it too. I didn't say any of that, no. I was just happy that she did. It was like the movie Dumb and Dumber. What are the odds? 1,000,000 to 1. So there is a chance. That's kind of where I was, right then and there. I didn't say any of that stuff to her. I just, look, have another glass of wine, honey. Tell me you haven't been through something like that before, right? So yeah, when you think about intentions, I mean, it's just a little bit of a plan, right? That's about all it is. You're kind of stating where you're going to go. Getting what you want in life requires that you do know your intentions. That's silly if you don't. And it can be simple. Honey, what's your intention? I'm just going to go down to the store for a minute. I'll be back. That's fine. A lot of intentions throughout the day, right? But what makes them happen is when you move from intention to transforming them into a goal. Now, a goal kind of is taking a dream on steroids, right? So once you have an idea, your intention is there. You say, this is what I intend to do. I'm going to transform that into a goal, and I'm going to go into action steps. In my case, dating my future wife, my action steps would basically to be, I was just going to say, to have her not get mad at me. I wanted to get her to love me, right? So I had to perform in that way, and I had to be in that relationship to do that. But you and your dreams are not living on some isolated desert island. You may have noticed that. If you walk in the door to me or to anybody else and simply state your intentions and go, that's what I'm going to do, let's go, I'm very likely to go, well, cool, awesome. But if you walk in stating your intention to me, expecting I'm going to go along with you without consulting me first, that's not going to work. And it's not going to work for anybody, is it? It doesn't happen. So if you're doing that, stop it. If others are involved, yes, you need to let them know what's on their mind, on your mind. I will tell you this. Of all the people I work with, it's so, it's common. It's more common than not. That folks don't actually tell me what's on their mind. They get living in their own little dream world, and then they expect everybody else to go along with them, and they wonder why they're not getting what they want. If you have something on your mind, yeah, you want to state it to yourself and to others. But if others are involved, you've got to let them know what's on your mind. You have to, and without a demand. But because you said your intention, does that mean that you will get what you want? Even if Scott, I told them what I wanted. And that's what you said I had to do. Does it? No, not really. What does it mean? Well, I'm so glad you asked. It means that you now have a partner in your quest. That's it. Your intentions, yours and theirs and anybody else involved, are now beginning a merging process. If all goes well, your actions will create the success that you want and the success they want and they want and they want and they want. It's not about your individual intention, although that absolutely matters. We live in a world where it takes other people's help to get the things that we want, to live the life of our dreams, and you have to think of others, keep them in mind. Even what I do for a living here today, the second most successful self-help podcast in the history of podcasting, I have changed 1,000 times over the years. Still, the core is me. I still state what I want to do, but I know full well if I don't involve you in the journey and I think about you all the time because I want to help you get what you want. If I don't do that, no possible way we stay in the game. No possible way we keep growing, but we do. Why? I state my intention. I bring you along for the ride. We make it work together, whatever it takes to get there. All right, it's going to be a fun week this week. I hope you'll stick with me as we roll through this week. Who knows what's going to happen? I kind of like living life like that way sometimes, right? Don't plan everything. Just have some fun.